coming to you from the HagmanReport.com studio, located in the Keystone State, birthplace of a mighty nation. It's your host, Doug Hagman.
This is the Hagman Report, where truth can't be silenced. HagmanReport.com, that's where to go for this program, HagmanReport.com. HagmanStore.com for coffee. Folks, if you haven't tried the Detective's Choice coffee or any of the three different types, Detective's Choice, Patriot, and Revolution blends, they come in K-cups in a ammo-type box like this, do so. The Detective's Choice coffee is a hyper-caffeinated coffee, whole bean, ground, and K-cups, as well as the Patriot and Revolution blends. They're dark blends. They're gourmet coffees. Proceeds go to help fight child sex trafficking, human sex trafficking. Russ Dizdar, Craig Sawyer, and, of course, we do the same. So just saying. So you're paying for you're subsidizing that operation. None of it goes to this operation. It's the on the ground fighting of investigating and fighting child and human sex trafficking. Also, want to let you know, folks, today's broadcast brought to you as well by Wisconsin Christian News. If you haven't done so already, please grab a hold of this newspaper, the print and digital versions. That's WisconsinChristianNews.com. Go there, sign up. You will be glad you did. Oh, the best Christian writers, WisconsinChristianNews.com. Get both the print and digital versions. And you know, the cost, for this newspaper, as much as I know how much it costs to print and ship. They're barely breaking even. So there's a donate button there. I would urge everyone to donate, but go to WisconsinChristianNews.com and order your subscription. Get your subscription. Please do that. Please. All right. Real quick, a couple of things here. This is a big deal. This is a big deal. The Biden emails, the Biden information, the Biden computer. You know, people say, oh, this is no. This is a lie. You've got Facebook, you've got Twitter, you've got all the social media just trying to say this is fake news. It's nothing. It's nothing. No, this is huge news. It's a big story. Hunter Biden was offered $10 million a year. That's more than I make. It's more than
not me.
Yeah. Can you believe it? $10 million a year by the Chinese energy firm. Just to introduce the principles to the powers here in the United States. These, according to emails, reveal how Hunter Biden tried to cash in big on behalf of the Biden family with the Chi-Coms, Chinese communists. I mean, this is a big deal. Now, we are less than 3 weeks away from the general election. And of course, this is day three of the, it was day three of the Amy Coney Barrett, Supreme Court hearings, you know, about that. Did you watch Kamala Harris? Oh, you know, I don't even know what to say.
We need a nickname for her.
Okay, I call
Krusty Kamala.
No, actually, I call Joe Biden and Kamala Harris pee pads and knee pads.
That's right.
All right, the former, of course, you know.
We need Steve's help on this.
We do.
The rhyme man, the rhyme master.
Well, his lexicon, Steve's got, I'm telling you, Steve has got, they are publishing. I don't know who's doing this. It might be Daniel Hollings, but he's publishing this lexicon of quailisms.
It's going to be a novel.
It's going to be accepted in the Library of Congress, and I think it's going to be a whole new whole new thing. By the way, I want to thank the listener and viewer. What a nice lady sent me this tie. You can't really see this, but these are all German Shepherds. And, of course, our iconic German Shepherd dog, King, passed away from cancer. But what a nice lady. And Nancy Stone, thank you so much. I look at King's portrait every day as well as Lady's portrait every day. But, no, this is a big deal. Understand how big this is. Burisma, Biden, Biden and Biden and Biden and Biden, as well as Obama and Clinton. The other part of this, not of this, but the other part is what has come out about the Bin Laden raid. Okay, real quick again, and I'm going to turn this over to Steve and he can, but the Bin Laden raid, okay, in Bin Laden, chances are 99%, it was a body double in that compound in Pakistan. But the fact that Iran, okay, see, that money, that $152 billion and $2 billion in cash, that money, that had some things to do with that whole deal as well. I would urge everyone to look into it. That, which brings me to one last point. I'm going to be talking at the, presenting at the, Pastor Paul Begley's Deep Estate Conference. I'm going to be talking about just this, these issues, because there is so much to this that people are not getting and people are not understanding. You've got no idea the corruption. Well, yeah, I'm sure you do, but the, precision now, the corruption that's coming out, the precision of information that's coming out about the corruption. All right, with that, folks, don't forget, a week from tomorrow, Steve Quayle's conference, virtual conference, final warning, brace for impact, truer words never stated. Final warning, brace for impact. Folks,
did you say a week from tomorrow?
I'm sorry, tomorrow.
Yeah.
Tomorrow. What am I thinking? I'm like Steve. I don't even know what day it is. And I say that with love, by the way. Yeah, it's tomorrow. So you still have time. Boy, scratch that, folks. Okay, let me restate this. Go to gen6.com because tomorrow is the beginning of the conference. Final warning, brace for impact. Thank you for correcting me. That could have been tragic. I could have been directing people the wrong.
Steve held up a gun.
You know, if we're in the same room, he'd smack me. Steve, how you doing, sir?
Good, Doug. Thank you. And for everyone's sake, it is tomorrow. It starts at 9 o'clock in the morning. You can still sign up for video on demand. And ladies and gentlemen, I think you're going to be blown away by the speakers, the quality, the intensity of the information, Doug. Every day I heard your obviously opening about Kamala Harris and about the Biden corruption and about everything. What I think people need to understand is one thing, ladies and gentlemen. The corruption is across the entire political realm, the economic realm, and the religious realm in the United States of America. And in my opinion, Doug, and this is so critical, that people must understand that the old days are gone forever. They're not coming back. Those who have been waiting for a revival, you will see a revival of the supernatural power of God. But what we're going to talk about today, there's no but referencing the supernatural power of God, but God is literally shutting down this country. He's bringing down this country. The globalists can think it's all them, but he uses the wicked and the devices of the wicked to bring judgment upon them. You know, Doug, I'm no fan of sports. You know that. I've been teased or mocked because – you know, I could care less about one form of ball or the other, you know.
I'm with
you. And the point is, though, I did say this, and you remember, it was on your show. And again, Doug, from the bottom of my heart, which I happen to have one, contrary to some people's thoughts, I thank you for giving me the forum you've given me to address the people around the world of the things that God has shown me 25 years ago. I'm on record. They can argue. They can say I'm a fake, whatever. That's irrelevant. But there will be the greatest outpouring amongst the greatest travail and turmoil that the United States is about to experience. And it is in the background. When Donald Trump, it was obvious, the evidence, that treason, treachery, murder, and every illegal, inconceivable, immoral, garbage events was going on in the world of politics, and the people of God didn't rise up because they trusted Q Anonymous, okay? The question mark. They might as well, you know, who was it that wore a question mark? The Joker on Batman? So this is no comic book event we're coming into. This is no video game virtual world we're coming into. There is no reset button when you're dead. And if you haven't chosen for rightly for Jesus Christ, I got news for you. You will unimaginably experience horrors beyond your sight. When I was praying about this morning, Doug, coming on, and again, thank you, Eric, for everything you've done. We're at a time where who's going to come to our rescue? Now, I say that to you, Doug. Who's going to come to our rescue? The voters? If everybody in Congress, with few exceptions, is on somebody's payroll, like somebody once said, we have the best government money can buy, because we're either dealing with politicians who are being blackmailed, who are being bought off, who have been bought off, or have been threatened to be destroyed with their whole families. We are, if you will, because of our lack of gratefulness and our turning away from the living God, we are what's becoming the evil empire in the world's eyes, and they will come to take a spoil of the United States. Everybody wants a piece of the U.S., the people that occupy the farmlands, whether it's the Chinese, Russians, whoever, everybody wants their piece of America. So we're at a very perplexing point in history today, and I'm going to share some stuff. I make no apologies for it. The conference starts tomorrow. It's the 16th of October and 17th. By the way, when you sign up for video demand, if you can't watch any of the episodes because they're all in real time, they've been pre-recorded, you can come back for 6 months and watch it, or you can get the videos, DVD discs. And by the way, those will be shipped out the first of next week, you know, the Lord willing, and the U.S. Post Office and everybody stays up. But here's what I want to deal with first and foremost today. I'm going to cover earth changes in great detail. I'm going to cover the cyber attacks that we're all being warned about in great detail. We've been told, and rightly so, that EMP can be a major issue. And it can be a major issue, but it can also be tracked back by delivery systems, by technology. There's a lot of ways you can track it. Now, a cyber attack coordinated between multi-countries focused and bouncing off and doing all the things that cyber attack warriors do is more hard to trace, and it's more difficult to pay back. Now, what I'm being told, you know, the headlines the other day is everybody's being prepped for, you know, a grid down, repeated warning, Hal Turner and others, by the way, the Electrical Research Council. I mean, everybody out there is warning about it, but grid down coming, prepare immediately. That was the headline. So I reached out to an electrical engineer friend of mine who's out of country, scientist, by the way, and I said, go out and ask your friends, and they have a friend network of everybody who's left the country, expat scientists who basically are out of the country or they'd be killed. And I'll get to some other stuff in a minute in the show, but let's get into it right now. The expected attack is going to come from Iran and North Korea and maybe one or two other rogue states at the same time. It's been stated that Kim Jong-un now with his intercontinental ballistic missile can literally, and this was what I'm told, the exact statement. Kim Jong-un made the statement that he's so happy he can literally hit the golf course at Mar-a-Lago when the president's there. Well, that may be an idle threat. It was an idle threat until they had ICBMs. And what, again, I want people to understand, there is a coordinated effort. If you were to put the United States in a giant bowl and show radios coming off of everybody who hates our guts, including former NATO members and all the secret agreements. By the way, Dave Hodges, again, kudos. The Chinese really are in Canada. And if any of you people say that's BS, then you're in denial and you're probably going to die or you're probably going to be called comrade the rest of your life. They're in Mexico. They're in this country, 750,000. Xi, just the premier of China, president of China, whatever you want to call him, basically just cut off all internet access to the outside world. And that's because, ladies and gentlemen, He knows what's going on even in the riots in Beijing. China's getting their butts kicked by India up on the Ladakh region. China's even giving Pakistan pilots or allowing Pakistan pilots to pilot jet aircraft that China provides, and they're getting shot down by India. And, you know, again, I want you to understand something. This is all in anticipation of an attack. I do not have the date. I believe that God is so astonishingly forgiving and miraculous in his mercy that he'll give everyone their last opportunity to either accept the Lord Jesus or perish. And by the way, you know, all of the dates coming up, and we'll get to those, they're all supernaturally evil, starting on the 22nd of October, going to the 23rd and the 31st. And Doug, for you, and obviously Russ Dizdar, and Craig Sawyer, and those of you who've been fighting it, the global Satanists have called for a 1 million child sacrifice. Well, how can I know that? I can only know that because somebody who has access to their communications tells me that. So I don't think people even get it. And I posted a story today, and I want people to go and look at it. It's really important. How long have Christians dabbled in the occult? Every time they sent little Johnny or Jilly out on Halloween, well, it's harmless. No, it isn't. Anton LaVey, the founder of the Church of Satan, said, well, he's glad before he died. He's glad that at least Christians celebrate Satan one day a year. Interesting statement, isn't it? And isn't it interesting that this year, the global, if you will, I would call it, Lucistocracy, and I can't do that one. Devilocracy, okay? Devilocracy, new word there, Devilocracy, is preparing for the grand event, the Annunciation. They call the devil the great one. The great one is about to make his appearance, but in order to do that, there must be massive innocent bloodshed. So that's what's going on just in that realm. Doug, here's the thing. We have taken more than our fair share. We have taken our more than fair share of hits. It almost sounded like something else. But the point is, that all the hits are going to stop because here, I want to share this. The impression I had this morning, I don't care if you believe it or not. Many who are listening to this broadcast around the world, not just, you know, whatever our audience is in the States, but I think, 67 countries listen to the Hagman Report?
No, it's over 90, actually. Okay. I was surprised. Actually, real quick, Stan Deo.
No, go ahead.
Stan Deo was telling me, when he was on with me, he got an email from a guy listening in Mongolia. Now, I don't even know how that works, but okay. So just to tell you, I'm sorry, not 90. It's over 120 countries. I don't know how many countries there are actually.
And it's 166 or something. Okay.
So 100, year to date is 121 countries. I apologize.
Well, no apologies necessary, but the people have got to understand that devilocracy, the rule of the planet, is being set up by the entity in the Vatican, calling for a one world government, one world religion, one world currency. And we're going to get to one world currency, but we got to get into all the technology that's going on right now. Now, China has basically shut down their social media, and they're upset because U.S. and Japan turned a southern Japanese island into a military base in 3 months. Isn't that interesting? They've been setting up the military bases for years, in the contested islands and U.S. and Japan. Japan and U.S. and Taiwan and India are all on notice that any attack on Taiwan will be considered an attack on our interests. China's telling everybody to prepare for war. And now China's admitting failure in the mountains, meaning they were not trained to fight at the height or the altitude that the border region and in India represents. And I think it's like over 2,000 miles. The other thing is what people don't understand is China's out of fresh water and China's out of food. So, when food becomes a major obstacle in fighting a war, you have to, by conquest, acquire the food. And the other day, I think it was on my own podcast, I made the statement, the title of it is, God's hand of judgment is in the land. Famine is at hand. The Lord corrected me, and he really did. I mean, instantly. I know when I'm doing, saying something wrong. Even those words I have to repent of after the show that I didn't say that I thought. And, you know, it's funny because here's the thing. We're not facing food shortages, ladies and gentlemen. We're facing no food. Does that make sense to you, Doug? I instantly understood what the Lord is saying. No, you don't understand, Steve. Famine, it's not the same as pipeline disruptions. Does that make sense to you, Doug?
Perfectly, yes. Food versus inability to get food, yes.
You got it, okay. Now, it's interesting, too, that people don't know this. All this stuff is kept from the American people because we're at war already. We're at war already. We've had Chinese probing of the Hawaiian Islands, specifically Pearl Harbor area on Oahu, but more importantly, Kauai, the Pacific Missile Theater Range. We're seeing now an attitude where China says they think they're so big they can take on all four countries at once. Most people don't even understand, Doug, that even China and Russia have gone to blows and part of the joint border area, because China wants one of the most important resources that Russia has, and that's the Lake Baikal region. So there's war going on all around us. But notice again, illustration. Take a trough, a pond of water, or even a plate, put a little dot in the middle of the plate, and imagine that's the United States being segregated onto destruction. And now it's interesting because I just read, obviously, Las Vegas's big casinos are having to close down on weekdays and may open up for the weekend. An uproar over all the major cinema. I think the three largest cinema companies in the world are closing shop, going bankrupt. Well, if you're a Hollywood actor and you've been used to mailbox money, meaning you get royalties and all that stuff, and you no longer have any jobs, what's going to happen to your quote-unquote career? And it's interesting to me that, Henry Gruber could not walk in Los Angeles. He couldn't walk, I believe, in San Francisco. Parts of Seattle he couldn't walk in, and parts of Portland he couldn't walk in. And there's some other areas on the West Coast, because God said, I will not hear your prayer, Henry. They're destined for destruction. Right now, the largest earthquake swarm in history, I want to put that in parentheses, in history, is taking place since July 5th, 2019, the Ridgecrest earthquake, and ongoing. Doug, I spent, I don't know how many hours, and so many people were tracking the NASA aircraft that were scanning the West Coast, that were scanning off the West Coast, that were scanning into the Nevada-California border, that were scanning into Idaho. By the way, they only flew over Yellowstone Park three times, because I just noticed anytime the British carry anything about the end of the world, they always throw on the right hot sidebar, Yellowstone's ready for a super eruption. It just goes without saying. I think they're sending me a hello letter there. But the idea is this, that a cyber attack can shut down power. I'll give you one example. I didn't know this, but the gentleman did. Those of you who are electrical engineers may be familiar with this. It was an event that occurred in Norway. There was a hydroelectric facility which used the same controller, interestingly enough, as the Iranian systems used, that was designed to destroy Iran's, nuclear technology development. But what this did is this was an attack upon them and the power grid. They have emergency brakes, but the emergency brakes got overridden, and basically the shafts on all of their generators broke, and these were 30-ton generators, and it absolutely destroyed the whole power-generating facility in Norway. Not all Norway, but just that specific part. And, you know, I asked I'm not an electrical engineer, obviously. I asked him, I said, so why does it take so long? Because he said, Steve, the generators and all of the attendant pieces, he used other words, but are so not made in the United States or made in different parts of the world. And you're talking about a global shutdown in production throughout the whole world over COVID-19. So you're talking about, Doug, it's nice, it's broken, but we can't get it fixed. It's just like a lady I know bought a Honda and they told her, you need to know this. It wasn't an American Honda, but there are no parts outside of what's in the United States for that Honda.
Right.
So, so we're so codependent on the rest of the world. So this cyber attack, I'm going to leave that and we'll leave it at that. So I asked about banking. And I said, okay, what's going to happen to the banks? How long will they stay down? Because again, when you've got access to the, people, I don't, he does, they do, that are talking about it, they want maximum debt in the United States. Does that come across clear enough?
Yes.
That's why the Deagle report says 250 million people die between now and 2025 in the United States. Imagine yourself, ladies and gentlemen, anybody who's gone without power for even a day, a week, a month, and there are some people I know that have listened to us have been a couple months without power, depending on the hurricane area, and they finally had to go to someplace else or, got generators for auxiliary power. But the problem is that we're not psychologically prepared. We're not emotionally prepared. But most importantly, we're not spiritually prepared to deal with it. And I'll be the first to admit I'm not, because I'm still trying to keep everything in the context of what I understand. And it's what you don't see, what you can't understand, what you need to understand is wherein the victory lies. Does that make sense?
It does. I'm just not sure how one can, when you say you're not spiritually prepared, of all people I look at, I think you are spiritually prepared, but what am I missing?
I'm sorry. I should have defined that, okay? Spiritually prepared, I'm prepared to die any minute because in my world, I believe that's a possibility. But I'm not able to emotionally deal with all of it at once, okay?
That makes sense.
Some people ask me, why, does that make better sense?
Absolutely. Yep.
Yeah. Thank you for helping me define. I've always been plagued with, what do I say? When do I say, Lord? How do I say it in order to maximize the effectiveness? Because at the end of the day, Doug, you and I will both, and anybody who's a believer following Jesus, and I'm not saying we're the only ones, I'm just using us as illustrations, are going to give account. And I want one word to be associated with me, and that's faithful, okay? Faithful. Do I want to do it? Even today, I said, God, I really don't. I'm serious, Lord. How much longer, oh Lord, do I have to warn? Not concerning your show or even the conference, but Lord, there's no getting their attention. That's when a sense of ominous, I know the, I guess if there's a word, ominosity, or the weight of the ominousness, he says, Steve, I'm going to shake the earth. I went, okay, now I get it. I can talk about the New Madrid, which we're going to get to right now. I can talk about the Ridgecrest earthquakes being more numerous than any earthquake swarm in history. I can talk about the two new volcanoes that are heating up the water off the coast of North Carolina that everybody's hush on. I can talk about, due to people who are brave, who've had multiple attempts on their lives and their wives' lives because of the surveillance balloons that are 65,000, 70,000 feet monitoring. So, ladies and gentlemen, they can stay aloft for days at end instead of having to have aircraft fly their limit of their fuel and then go back and refuel. I mean, we've got a lot of stuff going on, but I was told, and I want to share something. Everything I share has already been told to the president. I was also told that he's so focused on the election, and probably rightly so. If you had all the enemies he had, you'd probably be doing the same thing. But the one thing that people can't get through is the science of what's happening geologically, seismically, and through volcanism in the United States. If you wring out a towel, just imagine plates are twisting on the East Coast and West Coast. Imagine that pressure is building. And if you're in the middle, that's where the most torque is ultimately. That's where the, you can still turn the ends, but the middle is where it's getting it. The New Madrid's getting very problematic. I asked, they said, okay, when the banks go down, if it's an EMP, obviously they want the digital currency. When will they bring on, if you will, the digidollar or the devil dollar or the devil digital dollar, the 3Ds? And he said, after maximum fear and panic. You see, that's the thing, Doug, I can't handle. I know that you get emails, pray for me, I pray for people, people pray for me, but it's the emotional toll of people suffering that I can't help. It really does bother me, and I've shared that. That's probably one of my character flaws, too. I've got so many flaws that take diamond cutters 1,000 years. But the bottom line is that we're at a point now that all of these things are coalescing. So let me, I said, okay, look, when is the most likely chance that the currency will be called in and you'll be able to turn it in? We don't know what rate yet, but when's the most likely date? And he said, it will have to be after November 3rd. And he said, it will have to be at the time of desperation. Doug, you know, you got bills to pay. We all got bills to pay, you know. And you know what's one thing's interesting? Bill collectors are almost like, in my opinion, viruses. When you have one antibiotic that'll kill it, or you have basically some known vaccine, and I'm not talking, I'm pro-vaccine, but I'm just saying, let me use a chemical agent. If you have a chemical weapon, there are other chemicals that can offset the negative effects of chemical weaponry. But when you're dealing with tax collectors, and I don't think people know this, even after World War III, there is a plan by the remaining government to tax whoever. Mr. Hagman, I'm here from the post-apocalyptic tax committee, and we understand you have 6 chickens. And I am here to tell you, you will be allowed to keep 1 laying hen and 1 rooster, the rest of ours. And oh, by the way, you see, Mr. Hagman, all the men with guns pointed at your head, we'd like to let you know this is voluntary.
Yeah, right, wrong.
So I asked him, I said, okay, so, you know, how long will it be? So what's going to be the deal, okay? And he said this, why would a seller give anybody paper money, and why would a vendor accept any paper money when the government which backs the paper money is down as well? I've never thought of that. Have you?
No.
Yeah. I mean, okay, it's backed by the full faith and promise of the United States government, or at least it was before digital world came in. And that's not always the case, because then you go and read the Treasury rules, and actually people can refuse currency. I thought they had to take it.
I thought so, too.
Yep, yeah. Nope, they don't. So the thing that we're dealing with right now are a lot of unknowns that will be, how do I say this? This is like taking a test, and when the day of the test comes, all the answers are there. You don't have to say, well, what if this happens? What if that happens? There'll be no multiple choice, because there'll simply be no choice. That's a powerful statement.
And you've said that before. You've stated it differently with respect to selection. There's not going to be any selection. There's not going to be any choice. You're right.
You go to the grocery store, we go, you know, you can have Campbell's soup or whatever, Progresso, and whatever you buy in canned soup or whatever. You got a choice, just like coffee. And, Doug, my hope is that people understand. And I'm saying this, and I wrote a book about it years ago called Blueprint for Survival. But even when that book was written 25 years ago, it's no longer in print. But barter goods, you don't want to sell whiskey because people have really bad reactions to booze. You don't want to barter whiskey. You don't want to barter guns. But coffee?
Oh, yeah.
Coffee is the most benign purse opener in the world. There you go. There's a new. In other words, if you see, ladies and gentlemen, and we've talked about this, this isn't just a pitch for coffee, but get it while you can. I get notifications from UPS and FedEx. We're backed up due to COVID. We can't deliver on time. USPS, you know the story of the mail sorting machines, you know? I'm talking to one of my suppliers for precious metals. I said, look, why don't you guys start thinking ahead of time? And, you know, they listen to me, so not on those type of decisions. But I said, why don't you start thinking ahead of time and maybe have weekly deliveries in a private jet from Brinks or something where, you know, you deliver to people who have X, you know, because there's going to be a shutdown in that. I'm also told, and this is the only thing I'll say about metals, the sovereign wealth funds have kicked into that plan. I talked about it, Doug, when you and I first started doing talk radio together before podcasts and stuff, that the nations at a certain point would begin to buy all available gold and silver on the market, even amongst small dealers, of which I am a small dealer. You get, I think there's 4,000 gold dealers, somewhere around that, at least it was the last time I saw, 4,500 small dealers. And let's say each one of those dealers could provide $100,000 worth of gold. Well, it doesn't take much math to understand, you know, that you're not talking about that much money, you know. Obviously, $1,000 worth of gold and 4,500 dealers had that, let's say, you're talking about $4.5 million. So, and it's more than that. So let's say you got up into $1 billion that someone would, I think I calculated that once with the help of some major, $1 billion would buy every ounce of gold and silver in this country. $1 billion.
That's it?
That's it.
I mean, not to say that $1 billion's not a lot, but still relative to what you're, what you're saying is $1 billion would buy up every ounce of silver, every ounce of gold, gold bar, silver bar, everything.
Available in physical form, not on the available.
Right.
I'm talking a physical gold coin. I'm talking a Canadian maple leaf, okay? And you, real easy, ladies and gentlemen, you know the mint's production. You know how much is being bought up. That's why, you know, the different articles saying that this year, record amount of this month, record amount of silver eagles, because at some point that stops, okay? And if you know you're going to initiate a wartime action against a country that has, let's say, four of the largest bullion sellers in the world, well, you know this, that you're going to be cutting off their supplies. So by buying it from them in mass, you know, and it's just starting to take place. At the end of the day, paper is paper. It's like the old, what is it? Paper, rock, scissors. I probably got it wrong, you know?
Rock, paper, scissors, yeah.
Yeah, rock, paper, scissors, you know? And I said, oh, don't forget, let's add one more to it, dagger, okay? Dagger takes the hands that are doing the rock, paper, scissors and just sticks it to wherever it's at, okay? And now let's call it the dagger of reality. Somebody will probably come up with a cool t-shirt for that. So what I'm saying is there comes a time, excuse me, I'm being informed that's starting now, okay?
Mm.
So if we're talking about these things taking place now, if we're talking about my statement on why the 16th and 17th of October were chosen, I explained to everybody, 17, the number, it's not numerology, it's not gematria. When events happen on a certain day, there is a certain significance. It's like the number 7 in the scripture. You know, I forget, there's 7, I don't know, over 700 mentions of 7, 70th, 700th year, all of that stuff. So the point is that we're now at the point, or excuse me, what I'm trying to say, we're in this time period where we've got earthquakes, we've got volcanoes, we've got weird stuff happening to the, the crops of America, because all those fires on the West Coast, they're carrying debris and they're carrying organic compounds, not just, you know, soot and ash, they're carrying chemicals, they're carrying stuff, and that stuff's falling out on the crops. And people are sending me emails saying, why did my squash or what did my cabbage or whatever the crop is looking so horrible? It's like a fungus is on it. There's nothing growing. Remember what I said. I have been using the wrong word and corrected by, I believe, the Lord himself. It's not a shortage. It is a famine is in the land. Most people can't even think of the C word, which is climate, in relation to being able to grow. We're in a sunspot minimum. We're in a voluminous amount of volcanic ash being in the upper atmosphere and stratosphere. And therefore, we're seeing, if you will, Seattle gray days now pretty much coming over the whole country. The visible light that is being decreased through chemtrails and through just the volcanic ash again, debris, soot, whatever you want to call it. And that goes up into the stratosphere and stays up there for 4 years. I had a friend tell me, I said, look, will you please calculate for me? I'm not a math guy. Would you tell me the cubic amount of volcanic ash sediment in the upper atmosphere based on last year's known eruptions, length of eruptions, and the estimated emissions? Does that sound like something most people would want to know? Probably not, but I did. And so, you know, the thing is, he came back and he sent me one word, and he said, disaster beyond, well, one word, disaster, but beyond what you thought. I thought it was bad. I didn't know as bad. And again, ladies and gentlemen, this is basic science. You know, go look at Mount Tambora in Indonesia. Look at the summer without, the year without summer. It was in the 1800, what, 1818 someplace, 1815, 1818. Now, here's what's going on with the New Madrid, okay? Because this is really critical. Doug, do you believe you have seen one story on what's going on in New Madrid, maybe one or two, but have you seen any major coverage whatsoever?
No, I really haven't. And that's not for not looking. I've looked. I've seen references, but not articles, columns, stories, or print space dedicated to that at all.
Yep. So here's, I'm going to run right down through the list, okay? Number one, the crack, the New Madrid crack, it's cracking up along the whole fault line. This is according to geologists out of country. It's within 15 miles of the Great Lakes from both the north and the south. Think of hydrostatic pressure, the water pressure on the boundary of the southern part of the Great Lakes. Think of the crack intersecting that. Something has to give some time. The last measured average subsurface crack depth is now 10 kilometers based on the ground radar and the other echo type scans. This is some of the things that the balloons are monitoring too. At 65,000 feet, they're well above the flight paths of commercial jets and pretty much military jets. A couple of them are even at 70,000 feet. And so what's problematic is that there's no way you could even warn people outside the people that are listening to Alt News that this is real. Because where do you move people if you don't know the amount of quake damage? You know, how do you move them east of the Mississippi? How do you move them west of the Mississippi? And how far do the intersecting fractures take? I mean, how far will the damage be to the east and the west? The Navy charts, the Navy maps, and other maps that are out there and showing the rearrangement of the North American continent, they say the Mississippi goes to 200 miles wide. That's kind of a big deal, okay? Now, am I saying that's going to happen? No. I asked everybody, so well, you know, and see, ultimately, Doug, we can give the best projections, we can give the best information at hand, but the timing still is in the hand of God.
Right.
Now, this is interesting. There are now constant swarms of quakes up and down the whole crack, from edge to edge on the plate. The swarms range from 1.1 to 4.7 magnitude at the moment. The events expected, hear this everybody, 9.8 to 10.3 were the latest supercomputer models. The magma is moving up at a rapidly increasing rate. Trying to get the listen, all this stuff's happening so fast, the minute you introduce a variable into your equation or formula, something's changed, so you gotta keep up on it. For all existing models, and these are European models, these are Asian models, people know what's going on. For all existing models, all the geologists say is bluntly, it can rupture at any time without prior warning. That is precisely why the government has a clampdown on all data regarding the situation. That's pretty ominous, isn't it?
I would say.
And, excuse me, let me have a glass of wonderful water that God created.
Folks, don't forget to sign up. Go to gen6.com. That's gen6.com. Tomorrow at 9 a.m., the conference begins. Final warning, sign up for video on demand or get your DVDs either way. And by the way, you will also have access to the private intelligence briefings that, Steve had so kindly done using this platform. And I want to say one last thing about this. Earlier, Steve said, thanked me for having him on this platform. Well, without Steve Quayle, and I'm telling everyone publicly that this wouldn't be a platform. So I want to publicly thank him for, everything he's done for the Hagmann Report. So there you go. Gen6.com, folks. Okay. All right.
Thank you, John. And now let's talk about Cascadia. Again, excuse me, the context, the emotional context, I have to, and listen, this isn't about me, but you've got to understand, people always say, why don't you just dump it all and tell us everything you know? Are you kidding me? I have to wait for validation and verification. And I have to wait until the Lord says, now they're ready to hear you, Steve. I told people, Doug, on your show, I waited for 25 years to release some stuff. I can certainly wait another 25 minutes, 25 hours, or 25 days. But if this is a time we're on, then that tells me we're right at the date. Because, again, this is the time I'm going to do it, and I'm doing it. So here's something, too, that needs – we're going to go to Cascadia now. The mountains in the area are beginning to tilt due to the subsurface pressure being exerted by the Pacific Plate and the New Madrid Crack and the North American Plate. Pressure, West Coast, pressure, Midwest, pressure. The whole world is pressure. By the way, I think in the word of God, the kingdom of God suffers violence and the violent take it by force. That word for violence is pressure, I think, or a derivation of the word pressure. Just interesting. Now there are synchronized triplet quakes of a range of magnitudes which are increasing the pressure on the calderas under the mountains. Never before have we had stacking quakes. We've had an initial quake. We've had reciprocal quakes, but these are three individual quakes happening bam, bam, bam in triplicate. I call them stacking quakes. The mountains are also continuing to bulge more and more, about 1 to 3 feet for 24 to 36 hour period. And that's why, ladies and gentlemen, NASA's flying their flights, up and down the Cascadia region from Washington all the way down, and actually even to the Baja now, and off the coast of Baja. There's a warning from the last overpass of Cascadia that the calderas are superheating above the normal high of 1,700 degrees. Now, this is interesting. They're running another pass because they're having trouble believing the numbers they are seeing. In essence, you have parameters. You have equipment. Some of this equipment's in the hundreds of millions of dollars. Some of the satellite images alone, the lenses on some of the satellites, I know one satellite, I don't know the technical name, but just the lens is $1 billion. That's what that'd be. That's $1,000 million, okay? Everything's being called to focus on what's going on. This is a big deal, ladies and gentlemen, pun intended. This is a really big deal. So here's what's happening. The airplanes flying over, sensing all of the different data they're getting. It's all being fed into the computers. The computers are crunching the numbers, and they're going, uh-oh, something doesn't make sense. Because if I have an instrument measuring device, and let's say it's between my palms and my hands, and that's the range and that's the highest we expected or the lowest we expected, what happens when we go sub-range or over-range? It's an anomaly. So what you have to do is go up and see it again. You have to send up a different instrument that's able to validate the primary instrument to come up with the same results. Guess what? They're doing that. Guess what? It's the same results. The Ridgecrest earthquake swarms are going to soon break records with the highest magnitude triple quakes on a beat, like a slow-moving song. It's kind of like a drum beat. You know, it's kind of like, they used to drum beat the guy being marched to the hangman's noose. That may be a better metaphor than I think. The Southern California swarms continue. Low magnitude, thus the people think there's nothing to worry about it. However, I also say to those people, take a vacation while, because USGS has bluntly stated in their secret reports that things can strike without warning. So what's holding it all up? That's a question I ask. I said, Lord, what's holding it all up? He said, I am. And I had the understanding again, he's giving people maximum. Does this mean this stuff isn't really happening? No, it's going to happen. But Doug, I'm on record. You know that. I'm not a linear thinker. And some people hate that about me. Some people love it about me. Who cares? But the point is what I'm trying to say is if you take a basketball, see, it's one of those ball words, and you look at the writing across the whole thing, or a soccer ball, and each one of the places of the writing is an incident or an event going to come. So when you cover the basketball or an old World War II sea mine with all of the detonators sticking out, like kind of like a sea urchin spine, any one of those things can trigger it. But it won't be linear. It won't be bam, bam, bam. It's not going to be like dominoes. It's going to be like a giant steamroller coming in. You've got all these dominoes that are, you know, set up in those really cool things. They go off in unison and they all trigger different events. It's going to be like the steamroller coming in. It's going to be so far. And here's how I said it before, and I feel I need to say it again. We will look in front of us. We won't believe what's coming in front of us. We'll look behind us. It'll be overtaking us. We'll look to the right. It'll be coming at us full force. We'll look to the left. We'll go, oh no, how can this be? We'll look up. It'll be coming down on us. We'll look under our feet. The earth will tremble under our feet. And then Jesus said men's hearts failing them for fear of looking after those things coming upon the earth. Now let's go to the East Coast. Ladies and gentlemen, you couldn't get this information anyplace else. And what it cost the man to give this was multiple attempts on his life, okay? And again, Doug, sometimes I get so, how should I say, not the word that most people, so discouraged, because there's enough evidence for anybody who's honest. But you see, until it happens, and let me ask you this, based on everything you've seen, warned about, you've written about, we've told about, you've interviewed your guests about, have you seen a change? And maybe you have, because you relate daily, where I don't, to the degree you do. But have you seen a change in awareness? Do you think the American people are starting to really understand it's not just the political issues that are affecting us, that it's the geologic seismic? Go ahead and answer.
I think to a large extent, the answer would be no. However, I am seeing people recognize that there's something different. There's something wrong. And, I suppose the short answer would be, not enough people are recognizing it. There's a spiritual component to what we're seeing. People are noticing there's something off, but they're attributing it to, the wrong thing. It would be much like saying, hey, there's climate change, and it's because of cow flatulence. That's kind of my analogy of the larger perception of events, if that makes sense.
That does make sense. Very well stated. The cause and effect, everybody can identify the symptoms, but very few can identify the root. And no matter what malady, even the medical field, if you've got a symptom, the key is to find the root. And America has been basking in the fruit of evil, never understanding the root of evil. That is my opinion. I think the history of America will record that. The liberty and freedom we had. You know, I quote the scripture, where the spirit of the Lord is, where the spirit of a living God is, there is liberty. We're in bondage. God's people are in bondage. The country, in debt bondage. And so we're in a position right now where, unfortunately, people are liking the chains that are on them. And what are they hoping for? You see, in essence, here's what I see. I see the end of liberty happening before our eyes as we're spectators. I see the end of the family having taken place when we allow 3% of an alternative lifestyle, very spoken against by the word of God. I see that happening. I see the takeover of our borders, language, cultures, a credit to Michael Savage on that statement. I see the tearing down of statues of men who gave their lives to give us the freedom that we've enjoyed from the time of our country's inception forward. And I see them being replaced with naked Medusas holding the head of Perseus in, what, New York City. I warned and scorned. I jumped up and down. People said, what are you all bent out of shape about? I said, I take the word of the Lord seriously. We invited foreign gods into our land. We had Anubis, the Egyptian goddess of god of death, coming from New York across country, ending up in Denver. Oh, that's great. All the stories about the Denver International Airport, they're really true. And then taking off, we've had the crystal Mayan skulls. We've had every curse and every cursed thing in this land. We've allowed the religious freedom to be our undoing. But remember this, at the end of the day, religious freedom in America meant anything but Jesus. That's my definition of religious freedom in America. Anyone but Jesus. Any written document but the Bible. Because men want what assuages their conscience. That basically underpins their perversion, gives their appetite just continual satisfaction until, in essence, Doug, there's no one left to even reference what has come before us. So, ladies and gentlemen, you have seen the end of New York City with it, and I'm telling you why. Go look at mythology and understand who Medusa was. And if you understand the many tentacles, or somebody said, well, that's, I don't want to get into that argument. It's a ball of snakes. If you talk to rattlesnake hunters, they can find the ultimate den. You'll find all these things. It's kind of like a Harrison Ford, Raiders of the Lost Ark movie. My favorite statement in that whole movie is when he looks at all snakes and says, I hate snakes. I also do. But in essence, understand that what you're seeing in the political realm in those who hate God, I want to call them too, the dementocrats, okay? Dementia, dementocrats. We just saw Nancy Pelosi go into her hyper cerebral cortex expulsion mode, okay? Nothing upstairs, in my opinion. We've seen Joe.
That's another good one. Sorry, that's another great quailism.
Yeah, and so what we're dealing with, and I think in the American public, you know, there's a lot of people that know it's not right, and they want somebody to do something. But, Doug, who's the somebody to do something? I remember when the military, U.S. Air Force, I got in a lot of trouble over this. Also, I wish you could remember his name, the Chief of Naval Operations was murdered. That was when I started on talk radio 20, 25 years ago. I just can't think of the man's name, but I got in a lot of trouble. I said, when you in the Air Force declared war on the living God and Jesus, his son, I said, you will come into the time where your airplanes will literally fall out of the sky, where you'll be dealing. This isn't a curse. It was a warning. And guess what? They didn't repent against their hatred toward Jesus. And now, and I can't speak for the Marine Corps. I can only tell you this, that the Navy's come out, the Army's come out, and the Air Force has come out, you know, with everything that I would say is anti-biblical, and their whole view of the new soldier of the 21st century couldn't be any more at odds with the living God. That troubled me. And I said, Lord, help me to understand that from your perspective. From mine, I know the anger of man doesn't work the righteousness of God, and I just get angry. I go, I know what it means. In the end, he said, Steve, all the armies and all the kingdoms of the world are preparing to meet me and my son Jesus in the Valley of Megiddo. He said, they're not fighting each other first and foremost. They're getting prepared to fight against me. You know what? That blew my mind because it makes sense. Because don't we see that in the very last war, but before the Battle of Armageddon comes, we have to have an Ezekiel 38-39 war. We have to have a fake world war so the Antichrist can be the man of peace. Oh, and the price of peace, you got to get rid of those Christians. See, it's been so predictable, Doug, that the Christians we are the salt of the earth. We may not be the best salt at this point, But those who still maintain their saltiness, those who still maintain their light, and I would say this, maybe, is this a fair statement? You know better than I, but I would say maybe three quarters of alternative news, whether they're podcasting, broadcasting, I would say I at least have a Christian ethos. Would you say that's fair?
I think so. It may not seem like that, but when you see the back end stats, and I don't mean to belabor the issue, but when you look at the back end stats of the all of the podcast broadcasts, yes, that's a true statement.
Okay. So who do they hate more than anyone? Jesus said they hated me without a cause. Jesus said they hated him. They'll hate us, you know? So if God's word, and I say this, not if, as God's word says, defines to his people, his followers, friendship with the world is at enmity with God. That means I'm at war. God says, I'm at war with the world. For the whole world lies in the evil one. So how come we've got now, instead of preachers of righteousness, we have preachers of accommodation? Think about that. Preachers of accommodation. I need to get back to the East Coast. This is really troubling. About 3 months ago, and please, if I'm off a month, ladies and gentlemen, it's not the time, it's the event. We were talking about the two volcanoes forming underwater off the coast of North Carolina. Those are being scanned daily. Well, I guess you'd say they would be scanned daily, especially if you understand where the NSA headquarters is and CIA headquarters are. I would think they would have a big, big reason to monitor it more closely than others. The calderas, listen to this, are about 75 miles in diameter. This means that when they blow, it will be a major drama event, major dramatic event. Think when 2,000-degree rocks hit cold ocean water, how explosive the burst of steam and ash will be. I can't even imagine the noise. Pun intended, and I mean it this way, but maybe that's the wake-up call that's necessary, especially to crack the cold hearts of the people on the East Coast, because the East Coast is pretty much indifferent to the things of the living God. We've seen the Democrats, again, make war on God. They will have nothing to do with them. We've seen the all of the ritualistic satanic symbols and imagery in BLM and Antifa. We've seen all that stuff. We've seen the three founders of, BLM being the we three, you know, witches of whatever, the Cauldron Crew. They're bewitching the whole earth, ladies and gentlemen, and people in America just think it's a political slogan. So here's also what's going to happen on the situation that's off of the coast, that when the cold water hits, now we're not also, we got to deal with methane. Methane obviously is flammable. You've seen methane craters appearing in different parts of the world, Siberia, even methane bubbles in Seattle, Puget Sound, but that's also flammable. There was a story in Papua New Guinea 20 years ago, I carried it in real time when I was in shortwave radio, that when the tidal waves came, that with such force, they stirred up the sand, and the sand through friction ignited the methane, and it was called the day the sea caught fire, okay? Most people don't even think of that. Oh, they'll see an oil slick on the water burning and think that's, no, we're talking about the ocean burning as that methane comes out of frozen form into gaseous form. That's another thing. I know this is not really the best news, but I'm just telling you, this is what's going on, and this is why you need to pray and understand. I don't believe anybody knows this stuff, Doug, except people who are listening to this broadcast today. I don't believe anybody does.
I agree.
Now, forgive me, the intel agencies do, but even then, parts of this are compartmentalized, okay? But that's exactly what's going on. And it just, it gets so problematic. Right now, the Three Gorges Dam, now I'm going to take everybody to Asia. The massive typhoon is still on course, and they believe that it's going to be 200 km, kilometers per hour. And the rain is going to cover a 900 kilometer diameter circle and it's swirling. It's in that rotational movement, and it's going to dump that much more water into the Three Gorges Dam area. And this is important for people to understand, because when Three Gorges Dam, and by the way, I'm told that both India, I'm told Taiwan, Japan, and the United States have made it known to China that should China initiate any strike upon any of us, meaning the four nations, the Three Gorges Dam is the first to be targeted. Well, very rarely has anybody had a weapon that could take out 500 million people at once. To quote, one of the Mad Max lines from a movie, it's dying time at that point. 70% of China's industrial capacity is there. The question is, what will all the Chinese in America, Mexico, and Canada do at that point? Well, I don't know, but I'm telling you what, it's going to be a really severe shock to everybody. And here's the thing, too, that if we won't tell us the basics, who can you go to? At the end of the day, excuse me, when we go away, they can only go to the living God and should first and foremost. But, Doug, I believe enough people have been given enough foundational understanding so that when these things happen, they literally will know that they were told. And if God loved them enough to tell them, here's the key, here's the key, here's the five-star statement. God loves you enough to tell you, that means God loves you enough to care for you through it. If he takes some of us home, he takes some of us home. If he leaves other, provides however, manna. I told everybody yesterday on my show, I don't have it handy, I said, I want you to take a can of soup. And I want you to lay hands on that soup. I was looking around for my can of soup. And thank God for the food you have in your stomach today. And say, Lord, I don't know what tomorrow brings, but I'm just asking you to bless that which I already have and multiply it. Just as the widow of Zarephath, when she ministered to the servant of God, Elijah, her oil and her meal didn't run out. In other words, she ate, the prophet ate. And because of that, that's what I'm saying. I want people to start noticing, taking it for granted. I go to the fridge now. Obviously, I'm going to take a glass of water. I say, thank you, Jesus, for the water. I say grace, and I say, Lord, I thank you for what I see today. There's no guarantee it will be that way tomorrow. But I want to thank you. What I'm trying to do, Doug, is break the habit in my own self of always knowing there was a selection. And I think people are seeing it. Look at entertainment. Entertainment was not religion that was the opiate of the masses. It was entertainment. Look at how it's dead and dying. Open the show with that. Las Vegas shutting down. Good night. Atlantic City, he's a basket case. And look at the sports. NFL, making war against Jesus. NBA, you notice they can bow and take the stance of Black Lives Matter, but they were rebuked for when a black athlete, a black basketball star would say, like to thank Jesus. Notice how the older sports heroes who were really heroes are saying, this is all nonsense. We're not suppressed. And some of the richest people in the world now are black men. Really? So the Black Lives Matter is a mantra. It is basically a repetitious statement. And you say all lives matter, you're a racist. I said, no, I'm not a racist, I'm a realist. I'm a historical realist. I said, I understand racism, you're just fulfilling the word of God. Somebody calls me a racist, I say, absolutely, from the standpoint of this. And I'm saying a realist racist. Jesus said nation would rise against nation. That's ethnos against ethnos. I notice now some people that have never carried that before must be listening to your program, Doug. But the point is that we're seeing it in the land. Yep. People think it's just kingdom against kingdom. Well, we're going to go to war with Russia in the Cold War. Still will, but not right now. China, I mean, I don't know how to explain to people. If you've got 200 of the military leaders that used to lead the Pentagon and the respective areas of service, if you've got the chief intelligence officers with everything they have access to, and they've already gone over to the dark side, the demo side, then the bottom line is, what would you put your faith in? U.S. military? Or would you put it in the living God? We can take you out anytime we want, Quayle. Just hellfire with your name on it. Yep, you can. Except for Jesus. We hate you in Hagman. Yep, you do. Except for Jesus. Doug, you and I get limped together a lot. And I always go, oh, Lord, thank you so much. We must be the people that so many people hate that God just smiles and sends more angels. And I'm not smug about that. I'm saying that literally is just astonishing to me. Because they hate us without a cause. One person lies, the other one swears to it, and then a bunch of, you know, AI automatons or Satan's chosen get on and say, yeah, blah, 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 blah. Yep, they do.
That's true.
They do.
Yep.
So let's finish this up because I think it's important. Okay. The war that is taking place in India and China is a war by all definitions of war. I'm reading it word for word. India and Pakistan and China are now busy shooting each other, and China and Pakistan are losing fighters and men. Indian losses on both fronts are minimal. Bottom line, obviously the person knows that's my favorite statement. World War III is already here. China and Russia are fighting over the port city in the Big Lake. China's getting badly beaten, like the 100 to 2. In other words, they're actually fighting with Russia. Jet losses are 15 Chinese jets down there, no Russian jets down at all. But you're not hearing about that. Japan, USA have new heavy runways on that specific island, and Z is not so happy. You know, you don't want to make Z unhappy. China invaded Japanese airspace, 5 jets shot down, no Japanese losses. By the way, that was just in the last, I think, 48 hours, a couple days before I said they had shot 2 jets down. You can't just lose 25 jets without having some issues. I'm sure the Pentagon is, happy with this information. This isn't, by the way, none of this is top secret, ladies and gentlemen. It's known. It's just not, you can't know it. You follow? And by the way, Faces of Death book. I used to tell people, well, that's what it's here. It's going to be turned out. Facial recognition. You're now seeing the greatest amount of censorship you could ever imagine. You can see the narrative being controlled, the narrative being fueled. You can see, what do they call, flash mobs showing up just on the, you know, the the commie hotline, you know. And I don't think people understand what Facebook did. They not only stole your identity, ladies and gentlemen, they stole your soul. Your soul is your mind, will, intellect, and emotions. Doug, think about that statement. That's the first time I have ever said that in my life. And it's when I was praying and meditating. Look, ladies and gentlemen, the very first chip that British Telecom devised was called the Soul Catcher Chip. Soul Catcher Chip. You can look that up. It's on the internet. So what is interesting to me is that when I say your soul, your essence, your being, some people have passed on being human, and they literally believe they're a virtual commodity in a virtual world. You know? Mm. And I think that that's what people have to understand. You know? And here's what I said, because I went to my website. It's on my website, and I think it's a critical statement. My statement on Faces of Death book isn't strong enough. Freedom and Soul Killers is still too tame. They killed freedom. They killed freedom of speech. They're killing freedom of choice. They're killing freedom of religion. Remember, freedom of religion in America today means anybody but Jesus. That's my definition. I think you would be hard pressed to challenge that.
That's a good statement. Anybody but Jesus.
Yep.
It's freedom of religion. That's right.
Yep. So again, ladies and gentlemen, we've got a massive amount of events transpiring. We've got a nation divided, which shall not stand. We've got perverts, excuse me. Just take it for a minute, Doug. I got to get some more water.
Yeah, sure. No problem. Folks, you're listening to Steve Quayle. Of course, he doesn't need any introduction, but nonetheless, there it is. Go to Gen 6. That's G-E-N-S-I-X, Gen6.com. Sign up for Final Warning, Brace for Impact. It begins tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. That is tomorrow, Friday, the 16th of October at 9 a.m. And, video on demand will be available for you for a period of time, or get the DVDs. That'll, video on demand, by the way, you also get the private intelligence briefings that Steve and I had, for the last, I think, 5-6 weeks, whatever it was. Fantastic information. So, gen6.com, sign up. There's still time. And if you've already signed up, do me a favor. Go to a neighbor, a friend, a relative. Hey, your pastor. And have them watch this. Have them sign up for this. Or, hey, if you can, sign them up for it, because there's so much information that'll be given. And you might say, well, I don't need to do that. All I need is my Bible. Yeah, sure. You need your Bible, of course. But this gives some granular level details that will assist you and assist them. I like information. This is top of the line. Gen6.com. All right, Steve.
Thank you. And ladies and gentlemen, if you don't think information is critical, information is the largest revenue producing commodity in the world. In the world. On my website today, Doug, I posted that even the Philippines, okay, are absolutely going to go into one of the most Orwellian digital identification platforms in the world. Just when you think it can't get any worse, there's no end to the worse. It just gets worse. Somebody says, well, how worser is worser? And you got to know my answer to that one. It's much worser. So, and somebody will say, that's not even a game. Well, or not even a word. I can tell you point blank. You haven't listened to me long enough. It is now. The point is that we now have, in essence, we have enemies within. We have enemies without. We have the greatest enemy is woe unto the nation that forgets God. Woe! I can tell you this, ladies and gentlemen, a woe means stop. It's not a good thing. Woe! I was praying again this morning, and when I pray, I walk and talk to the Lord. I want people to know that. I don't, I get down on my knees and I got to have something to push up on because of my failed knee surgery. Thank you for praying for me on that. But the point is that the woe is upon us. Woe unto inhabitants of the earth. Do I care that there's a popularity poll, Mr. Quayle, and you're very low on the totem pole. But for $3,000, we can help your image. I'll tell you what. My image is in the likeness of the living God, and I believe he's got more power to change me into his desired outcome for my life than you guys do. If you notice this, ladies and gentlemen, you're seeing the death, the assassination, the murder of the middle class. You're seeing jobs that aren't coming back, restaurants that'll never open, businesses that can't reopen. You're seeing fly the friendly skies, let's just call it this. Sitting duck flights are no longer a thing of most future. You have to have the passport. You don't have the passport, the CB passport. Oh, guess what? You don't get to fly. You have only one choice if you don't take the vaccine, and that's to die. It'll take 2 generations, according to Mr. Gates of Hell, in order for the country to be back to everything swell. Yeah, swell hell. Vikings may have Valhalla, but I think what the globalists are promising us is swell hella. S-W-E-L. L-H-E-L-L-A, saying, isn't hell so swell? I recommend people read, go on the internet and read. Say, Lord, direct me to the people that truly have had real visions of hell. Direct me to those, Lord. And if you don't believe in hell, say, God, I'm not challenging. And I want you to notice the dialogue so many times of the people, even to the times that Jesus is taking someone there and they're confronting Jesus. Jesus lets them talk. And Jesus said, but daughter, remember, I pleaded with you the last week of your life, but you were too busy. I sent pastors the last week of your life, but you wouldn't tolerate it. Give me another chance, Lord. I will. It is written. It is given, man, once to die and once to judgment. Obviously, the biblical premise of that upsets a lot of people who believe in reincarnation. It upsets everybody that doesn't believe in heaven or hell. I just believe in nirvana. I just believe in nothingness. I just believe that for the rest of whatever is, I just sit and contemplate nothing. I said, well, guess what? I think God's going to give you what you want, nothing. Doug, the astonishing cowardice for the people of God to stand up, to speak up. And notice this, they're attacking the Supreme Court nominee. They're attacking her faith. They're attacking her family. She represents one thing, whether you like her or not. She's traditional. And traditions, the Bible says that traditions, okay, even God said to the children of Israel, that, you know, but remember what I did to your forefathers and did for your forefathers. Remember, it was me who fought for them. That's why I believe. Look, I'm not a pacifist. I believe that we're in civil war now. I want to make this clear, Doug, because never nebulous on that. I have never been from the day I was one of the first guys on talk radio. It's not bragging. It's just that for 25 years, people said, never happened, never happened, never happened. It's happening now. What do you call it? And people say, well why is it so quiet right now? I said, wait until next week. Wait until the week before the election. See how quiet it remains. See how things just change.
Yeah.
And my question is right now, Doug, and I'll turn it right back to you because, you know, I don't want to. I dominate because you let me dominate. I don't mean dominate, but I people, take them.
But people tune in to listen to you. They want to hear what you've got to say. And I know that and I understand that. So continue, please.
Okay. Well, again, what is life worth to any of us anymore? Where is the value of life? The value of life is in that God gave mankind an amazing ability, and that was to procreate more of his image and likeness. The tragedy of abortion, the tragedy of child sacrifice, infant sacrifice, cannibalism, adenochrome, drinking the blood of the young to live. You know, we used to just call that what it is. That's just freaking vampirism, okay? Move over, Count Dracula. In comes Hollywood et al. You know, E-T-A-L-L. Where's the value of human life? Where's the value of human life? Look, you and I are both animal lovers. I can't even watch the SPCA animal commercials on TV because I want to go take them all, okay?
I know.
I can't watch any more elephant stuff. My own elephant movie, ladies and gentlemen, I produce that movie, and I believe God put it on my heart. I think it's one of the finest wildlife movies. And I wasn't the photographer. Peter Lamberti, one of the most famous African wildlife photographers. He's a brother of the Lord. But the elephants being slaughtered. When I watch, you know, The Heart of the Elephant, my own elephant movie, I just start weeping. And I put that movie out there just to show that the elephants have better care and love for their families than we do. And it just is astonishing to me. It's astonishing to me that we can't even watch the animal kingdom, got to kill everything. And ladies and gentlemen, that's the purpose of Satan, to kill everything that God created. It doesn't matter if it's animals, doesn't matter if it's humans, doesn't matter, to kill everything. Everything that God created with a boundary and saw that it was good and blessed, Satan's got to kill it, Satan's got to destroy it, Satan's got to corrupt it. And you tell me, okay, now I'm getting into the fourth gear, Doug.
Come on now.
You tell me that we're supposed to sit back and just be martyrs for Jesus. Listen, we'll be martyrs for Jesus, but I have yet to rebuke two brothers to their face, and I will do it because I don't believe in doing it long distance, that are basically leading the sheep to the slaughter because they're so passive. They do not understand. The Bible says we haven't resisted evil unto the shedding of our blood. In other words, we haven't resisted evil to the place where we lay down our lives for another. Yet veterans have been treated, mistreated, and for 25 years I fought their cause. I would help the ones I could help, some I couldn't help. Some turned on me, and the last one that did died. Not because he turned on me, but because I told him, you've got to change or you're gonna die. I told his girlfriend who he moved in with, I said, I won't even name her name. I said, but you're going to be burying him in 1 year. I had Daryl present at the meeting. I had her sign that I told her that. Within 1 year, he died.
You can only do so much, Steve. And this is one thing, folks, you don't know this about Steve Quayle. He helps veterans. He helps the widows. He helps orphans. He helps people who need help. But in that case, you know, what can you do in a case like that? You want to help so bad. You want to help them more than they want to help themselves. And that's
right. I'm going to read you an amazing thing. A friend of mine in Texas, and this guy's taken the gospel to heart. Okay. And basically hangs on pretty much every broadcast you do, you know, and it's just an amazing thing. And I'm going to read this because it spoke to my heart. And I want people to understand how the kindest thing, I'm saying, God, if I've been blind and not kind, help me not to be blind and to be more kind. That's my prayer right now. That's my prayer. And this is from Parker. God bless you, brother. Thank you for doing that. He said, I was at a local gas station the other day and I was about to leave when God touched my shoulder to turn around. Driving up was an older man driving an older pickup to gas up. I asked him if he was a veteran. He said yes. I asked him to allow me to buy his gas. He refused, and the conversation was started from there. I humbly asked him to allow me to repay him at least in token, and he finally agreed. We talked about ones needing to get their heart right with Jesus, and we're in the end times. He agreed, and this seemed to raise his interest and his eyebrows. Out of this came the most sad statement I could have heard from a veteran. This one, Doug, will hit you in the heart. This was the first time in his entire life that something like this had ever been done for him. Steve, I was ashamed that this was allowed to have ever been done. God showed me the reason why we're being judged as a nation. For forgetting him and all the men and women. In the meantime, another example, veterans who served our country, basically being abandoned. Doug, I was forbidden to be listened to in the veterans' hospitals. A couple of vets, one had lost, I think, one of his legs and others. These guys loved to listen to me. The price for listening to me at that time, I don't know if it still stands, was to have a psychiatric evaluation. I'm on record. The bastards know, and I'm sorry, the bastards. And one guy sent me a question saying, oh, you swear too much. You're right. I do. But they would take these men in and give them a psychiatric evaluation.
Yeah, I can see that.
I'm kidding. You know why? Because I was saying, ladies and gentlemen, the only people that could have made a difference are the veterans, and they've been killed off. I have a friend, Bill. I won't tell you his last name. He's a veteran. God bless you, Bill. Aftermath, Bob. I want to make sure he knows who I'm talking to. He's the only guy that has ever defended me continually on certain places for 25 years since he first started. And just for that defense, saying, listen to what he's saying. They kicked him off. So he's kicked out of the kingdom. And I want to share this with everybody. If you'll just ask the Lord this week, I don't know what next week is going to play out exactly as, but it's going to be different than anything you've ever imagined before in the next couple weeks. And when it finally hits home, you're going to be emotionally overwhelmed. You're going to be sensory, overloaded. Your mind won't be able to process it.
Saturated, yeah.
Yeah, saturated, that's a word. Thank you, Doug. And the thing is, ladies and gentlemen, just ask the Lord, Lord, how can I be kind to somebody? If you go to a grocery store and you notice that someone's fiddling in their purse looking for money, just step in and say, ma'am, I just want to tell you that God loves you. May I buy your groceries? If they get offended, say, please don't get offended. You'll need your money for other things starting next week. Just ask God for a chance to be a blessing to somebody. I do that. I told you, Doug, I go into restaurants and try. If I miss it because I lost, well, let's just say this. My peripheral vision isn't what it used to be. But I used to even just look. I said, God, quicken me. Anybody's praying. Quicken me. Anybody who's, and you know, I've told this story, you know. I've told story to truckers. If you're truck, you know, if you're blessed financially, you're at a truck stop and you see a brother trucker broken down, go buy him, you know, go help him. And the thing is financially, give him gas. And my prayer is that every trucker listening to this broadcast today, which is the 15th of October? Yeah, the 15th of October, would consider this. Watch, listen, and know when to go home. Watch, listen, and know when to go home. Because truckers, people don't understand it. They're the eyes and the ears of America on the road. They see what's coming. They see what's going. They see what is. They see what isn't showing. They see so much. So I just want to tell people, you know, pray and ask the Lord, look, if I can be a blessing, God, to someone, show me. And if you can't, just pray for them. Because here's the deal. What good is money if they change it overnight? You know, and I'm saying this, to the degree that God enables us financially, to the degree that we're able to, just buy somebody, buy them a meal, buy them a bag of groceries. Thank you, Parker. Buy them a tank of gas. And ladies and gentlemen, if you see a vet, just say thank you so much. Because again, they're abandoned. After, you know, I was a 60s kid. I grew up during the hippie movement and I saw how the vets were treated. And it was bizarre, totally bizarre. Obviously, there's some movies about it. I think what Born in the USA and stuff was one of them. But the point being is that we're now at a time where, and this is, Doug, this is what I really got to get across. We're now at a time that's unlike any that's ever been in history. Kingdoms have risen, kingdoms have fallen. Wars have been fought and wars have been won or lost. People have been destroyed by the millions by the millions and tens of millions. We're now entering a time when people will be killed by the billions, the 7 billion plan. You read the book of Revelation. If your faith lies in the consensus of the cock-a-doodle-doo board, this is the cock-a-doodle-doo board, the keyboard, or type a doodle doo board. Any type will do. What did you hear, Doug Hagman? Did you hear? You know. You know, unfortunately, they're not just chickens when it comes to chickens. They're also, they peck at their keyboard. They just peck away. You know?
And they take joy in it. And it's, you know, I like to think that we live rent free in their heads. And I think to that extent that we do. My concern is them saying something, or when I say them, I'm talking about the detractors that have an influence that, you know, that perhaps what we say might not be accepted by some that could have been saved, if that makes sense. I just want to see everyone saved. I really do. That's me, simply.
Well, here's the deal. If they fight the idea that we're trying to get everybody to come to Jesus, to repent of their sin, to get right with him, then what's the most important purpose of our life? What's the purpose we were created for? Obviously, the Westminster Catechism. But to be a blessing, God's got a family, to enjoy God forever. And we're going to be in his presence where in the presence of the Lord, there is joy forevermore. Joy is withered away on earth, you guys. Look at a man who could at least feed his family. He's out of job waiting for the next $1,200 check. What happens when the $1,200 check doesn't come? Or what happens when the can of soup went from $2 to $4 overnight? What happens when, ladies and gentlemen, again, please understand this. The very word selection is always in context of abundance. But what happens when the abundance goes, the selection goes along with it. Drop-down menus, we see it. You can select anything. Go into a restaurant, they usually have ribbon chops or whatever, their seafood and steaks or whatever it is. You'll go into them and you won't see any food. You go into them and you'll see that there was more at stake than what was the steak on the menu. S-T-A-K-E. The production capacity of the United States is diminished greatly. Government programs have forced farmers because of this COVID. By the way, there's an article. Let me change my point. I wanted to get this across today. It's really critical. When the CDC comes out and said they never said it was mandatory, then I believe for us to wear masks, and that obviously CV-19 was airborne or whatever, I believe that every mayor, every governor, and every simplistic little bureaucratic gerbil is subject to a lawsuit for violating civil rights. Violating civil rights. And would to be that a God-loving, tested in the courts attorney would come up and start filing class action suits. Even, by the way, in Montana, you know that in Montana we have we had, I think, Obama and Schumer were here the other day for the guy that's running, Steve Bullock, who's running for the Senate seat from Steve Daines. Steve Daines, a Republican. They put $168 million into the Senate race. I think it was on Drudge even. $168 million. That's how they want every senator. Bullock's an anti-gun guy. He's a pro-vaccine guy. He's locked the state down. Contrast that to Kristi Noem in South Dakota. What a marvelous woman. What a treat among, you know, just what a blessed woman, in my opinion. The fight is on, ladies and gentlemen. Remember, you can't control the outcome, but you have to ask yourself, have you done anything to even try and be part of the solution? Do I think there will be an election? I don't know. I think the process, the election process will take place, but I believe this will be, it doesn't matter who wins. We're in civil war now. And I get a kick out, there will be no civil war in America. What do you call it then, moron? I have a specific moron in mind. You've got people being murdered. How about the Chicago death rate? One of the highest, the highest in the nation, I believe. And also the most sophisticated gun control. But remember, ladies and gentlemen, gun control is only for those little people.
Sure.
Duck warning and warning and warning for 25 years. I said the powers that want to overthrow the United States would move, train killers, assassins, and place them in police departments to foment revolution. I don't know how long ago you listened to me, but I was saying that a long time ago. People who have been with me 25 years will remember that. And I said the idea is to turn the country against the police and the police against the country. Yuri Bezmenov made the same statement. Some of the other Russian defectors said the same thing. They wanted America to lose its faith in law enforcement. I got to tell you, I've lost my respect for a lot of law enforcement. I have. Not all, but a lot. When I think of Greg Evenson, God bless him, I think of there was a guy who absolutely was the right man for the right job. A man who loved and feared God, had a heart, would have to do what he'd have to do, but he never did it with the idea of destroying whoever he arrested, putting him down, or keeping him down. And contrast that now. We've got a militarized police. Remember when we talked about that years and years ago? And the pundits said, that's not happening. Now they're the same ones rioting against it. And what, at the end of the day, what do we have? Ladies and gentlemen, does it not surprise you? Does it not surprise you that the highest law enforcement in the country is complicit in the treason and the treachery of the overthrow of a duly elected president of the United States? Does that not bother you? Does it not bother you that the heads of some of the intelligence agencies, and one of them is a Muslim convert, does that not bother you that they have access to all this stuff? And does it not bother you that Islam is at war with Christianity? Even Erdogan, who I'm not a fan of, the president of Turkey, said, make no mistake, Islam is Islam. There is no such thing as peaceful Islam. Obviously, he lives up to what he believes. So, tell me then, where can you appeal to justice? Doug, you used to go to courts, you used to have evidence, you used to have, you know, insurance fraud, whatever, but, you know, you still had a judge that was willing to listen. Ladies and gentlemen, we have an attorney general that won't prosecute for treason, won't prosecute for murder, won't prosecute for high crimes against the Constitution, won't basically step in. And oh, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, why do you think that is? Why do you think that is? Why do you think that is? Well, here's the deal. You've got to understand this is not the United States. I love my country. And I would say this politely. Go to Hades, those of you who would accuse me of otherwise. I hate what it's becoming. 25 years, 10,000 hours of my life, talk radio, interviews. And by the way, I don't know, Doug, how many hours I've been interviewed, but I'm going to share this with you. There'll come a time when the interviews and the interviewees, their mouths will be silenced. We can do nothing with people that can switch us off at the internet service provider level or at the nodes. Ladies and gentlemen, it's all under their control. We can't do anything. They're the princes and the powers of the air. So that's why someone says, man, you're like really intense, Steve. I said, intense? I haven't even gone intense yet. The bottom line is that only people that say I'm intense, I go, listen, will you tell me one thing? When they put you on a cardiac monitor, was there any signal on the screen? When they measured your EKG or your EEG, was there anything that was on? Or was it just this, your jaw going, choppa, 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 great white mouths, choppa, 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 choppa. Because again, ladies and gentlemen, think back. Think back of everything you've worn. And then I want to ask you too, please, ask the Lord to show you what your greatest fear is. Everybody's got fear. You kidding me? The toughest guy in the world, he may be a mixed martial art fighter. He must be, he could literally sit and chew glass or kill. You know what? Put him in a room that said level 4 biohazard without any protective clothing. I guarantee you he'll be afraid. Because everybody has something, because the whole world lies in the evil one. The evil one is riddled with fear. The devil rules by fear. If God would deliver us like the lion behind me, where the scripture says the righteous are as bold as lions, you know what? He didn't say as kittens. The meow men go, meow, 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 meow. Oh, it's not worth it. No more meows. Versus the roar of a lion. When the lion roars, everybody in the jungle knows. When the lion roars, everybody sits up. Would to the living God that he would grant the roar of the lion to the victorious people who will overcome the enemy by the blood of the Lamb, the word of their testimony, loving not our lives unto death. That's the book of Revelation, by the way. Mm. Like 1910? No, not 1910. I'm sorry. The point is that we're now... at a time where, you know what, Doug? Let's just be honest. Let's call this Brutal Honesty Show 1, Brutal Honesty Show 15. Okay. Who are people looking for to deliver them? Who's going to come to their aid?
Well, I'm going to tell you what, they're looking in all the wrong places, in my view. If you think that anyone is coming to your aid, in a traditional sense, you're wrong. There's only one solution. There's only one aid, and that's our Lord and Savior. I mean, that's the bottom line, in my view.
That is the bottom line, but then why are people not encouraging other people to come to Jesus? I'll tell you why. Because they don't know him. They'll name him, but they don't know him. Good example of that is the scripture that many will come to Jesus in that day. That day is judgment day, saying, Lord, Lord, didn't we cast out demons in your name? Didn't we do all these wonderful works? And he looks at him and says, depart from me, ye who work lawlessness. I never knew you. It's not merit. It's not performance. It's faith. And it's faith in him, not faith in the system. So that's why I say the righteous are as bold as lions. King David could take down Goliath at other times in the camp of the Philistines. He's drooling his beard, feigning to be crazy. I don't know. You know, see, here's the deal. The book of Hebrews says I'm going to sum this up with a quail summation. If you read the entire word of God from start to finish, you'll find that God loves his creation. You'll find that God fights for his creation, but you'll also find that with everyone, when God sets the boundaries for what is acceptable and what is unacceptable, God allows people to express their free will, obviously doing stuff that's not right, but to come back through grace, to come back and say, God, I've blown it. I've blown it, Lord. He said, yes, confess. Get up and go on. You know what's neat about Jesus? One of the neatest things, I think, you know, one of the 1,560,000 things is he never leaves us where he finds us. He doesn't. There are people who choose to stay because they won't accept his love. There's a guy that writes me, Doug, probably, I don't know, after every broadcast with you, and it has nothing to do with every broadcast with you, every broadcast that I'm on, I guess, and says, why should I listen to your God? He's hated me from the beginning. Got another email today. You know?
I got one of those.
Why does God hate me?
Yeah, I'm not even sure I understand. I mean, I know. How do you answer that? I guess that's what. How do you answer that?
I'll tell you how I answer. I said, he doesn't. You're believing a lie. There's only one that hates you, Satan. And evidently you believe in him more than Jesus.
Ah.
This guy said, well, why won't he answer my prayers? I said, well, I don't know why he won't answer your prayers, but something tells me your attitude has a lot to do with it, you know? Seriously, the thing is that the problem, and I wish Derek Prince's ministry had been more prominent throughout the country in deliverance ministry. Derek Prince was a scholar, Greek, Hebrew, Latin, probably wrote some of the most intense theologically correct stuff. Oh, brother, did the stuff shirts at the seminaries hate him? I knew it. I said, that's the man I want. I want to listen to the man that all of the hypocrites, you know what a hypocrite is? A hypocrite, new word. You'll love this one, Eric. A hypocrite is a hypocrite that says yes when he finds more of his own kind. Yep.
Hypocrite.
Hypocrite. But Derek Prince had a deliverance ministry, a real one. And Derek said a powerful statement, and this is for introspection. He said, somebody said, well, Mr. Prince, how many people have issues with evil spirits? And he said, I've yet to meet a person who doesn't. Doesn't mean they're all demon possessed. And then you've got Christians that say, well, a demon can't possibly inhabit a Christian. Well, you mean to tell me, show me that in the scripture? Because we're triune. We're created in the image and likeness of God. We have a body. We have a soul. Our soul is our mind, will, intellect, and emotions. And we have a spirit. There are people that can be held captive from Satan. But I can tell you this, I knew Christians who loved Jesus that until they got free of demons, real ones cast out by real power of God's stuff. See, that's housekeeping, Doug. People don't want to deal with that subject matter. You know, they just don't want to admit it. And that's why, guess what? Their aversion to admitting it is going to confront them like this very soon. When the invisible, the things of men's nightmares, come into their realm of being. When the monsters of this flick or that flick, Hollywood, when all of the outpicturing of all the most vain imaginations, the most heinous creatures, mythological, legendary, and guess what? Actual creatures start showing up. Men's hearts failing them for fear of looking after those things coming on the first, up on the earth. Look, I don't know why I'm going here for the last minutes, but it must be important. There is no Ghostbusters to call. And look at the fascination with ghosts. There is more fascination with ghosts on Hollywood, than there is with anything that's living. Ghostbusters, ghosts. They're lying spirits. Some of you have been bound by lying spirits that you went to a seance, you did a Ouija board, you had your tarot cards read, and you believed those lying spirits were the voice of God. Many people do. And Doug, I can tell you this. There's a scripture that's so marvelous to all your listeners today. He who the Son sets free is free indeed. Don't email me and tell me you have demon problems. Take it to Jesus. You got a hotline to him. You, anybody who calls upon the name of the Lord, one of the most precious promises in the Word of God is, and it shall come to pass that all who call upon the name of the Lord shall be delivered. There's a strange word, delivered. Well, we don't believe in deliverance. That's because they said the guy in the pulpit's got too many of them that he couldn't deliver anybody else from. Are you calling my pastor demonized? I said, absolutely. If he denies Jesus as Lord, the spirit of Antichrist has already got him. If he denies that Jesus rose from the grave and rose in the flesh, he's got the spirit of Antichrist. So yes, dear naive brother and sister, I'm saying he needs to be delivered. See, Doug, even the simplest Bible revelation defies the complex arguments against it. That doesn't mean people won't complexly argue against it. But again, who is telling you what? I'm telling you this. God loves you. God loves us. He said, if our earthly fathers know how to give us good gifts, how much greater will our heavenly Father give the gift of the Holy Ghost to them that ask? But people have not been trained. They've been entertained. Listen, I believe... Here you go. I believe that the number one malady, I've never said this before, in the contemporary claimant to Christian church is EDS. It's not what you think. EDS, Entertainment Derangement Syndrome. EDS. When did anybody think going and sitting in a pew, which by the way, whoever named it that should have known. Pew means stink, and maybe they should have changed the name of it. The bottom line is EDS, Entertainment Derangement Syndrome.
And there ain't no little blue pill that will correct that.
No, there ain't no little blue pill. And ladies and gentlemen, the other thing that's interesting is a term that I forget when, but it's true. RAD, RAD, okay? That's reality avoidance disorder. It manifests like this. And Doug, I know people think this is crazy, but it really happened one time. Somebody was asking me, we're in a group of Christians, a couple people, what I think. Well, you know what I'm telling people. You don't want to ask me that, please don't, because you're not prepared for what I'm going to tell you. And that's usually the casual stuff. And somebody who knew me did this. They put their fingers in their ears and they start singing, la, 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 I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear it. One of my critics claimed when I pray on your program that God puts his fingers in his ears. That man is a blasphemer. And all I can say is that good luck standing before the King of Glory. The point is that we're not here. I think this is how I'd like to close it, with your permission. We're at the point now where we all wait breathlessly, or we wait expectantly. We wait curiously. We wait fearfully for the next shoe to drop or the next hammer to fall. Would you say that's accurate as a nation?
Very much. That's how we're living today. I mean, today. We're counting down to the election. We're counting down to the inauguration. We're looking at the SCOTUS nominee. Just names, but yes, there's an expectation of something, I believe.
Yep. And well stated again. What's going to change? Everything, you know, seriously, what's going to change? Because the deep state is in control. And those of you need to repent who listen to Q more than the word of God. You need to repent. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Anonymous Q. In your face, disinformation. In your face, disarmament. Just trust the plan. You know what the plan was? To neutralize, to absolutely bring you to impotence, and you will be no threat because you look to a man, or you look to what you thought the political system that's corrupt beyond repair, to give you or to allow you to keep what you've given, even though in hoc, really no future for our children or grandchildren. You want to send to a public septic tank called public education? Look at what has happened. The term Eureka, it should be changed to they-reka. They reka of communism. They reka of socialism. They reka of nihilism or atheism. But they sure have been able to accept Satanism, the occult, and mysticism. Because what Christianity denied through the power of the Holy Ghost and the Lord Jesus Christ, and ye shall receive power by the word of our Lord, after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, Satan says, hey, the Christians are powerless, come with me. And they drink the blood, they slaughter the children, they do everything, and I won't go into all the details. And Doug, again, thank you, Doug Hagman. Thank you, Russ Dizdar. No man in my life or men do I only know Craig Sawyer. I think I talked to him once on the phone. But no men do I respect more than you guys, because I'm blessed to hear some of the things that are going on. And ladies and gentlemen, they come up against the same thing. Somebody in high places doing really nasty things to little children doesn't want them to succeed. Were it not for the living God's hand upon Doug and Russ and Craig and please, I don't know all of you guys as people, so I bless them all in Jesus' name. But I want to thank you, Doug. I want to thank you simply for getting on the line. And ladies and gentlemen, I know Doug. He's not talk, ladies and gentlemen. He'll step up to the line. He was willing to lay his life down for me at a point when there was a whole lot of bad people that wanted me dead. That's not melodrama. And guess what? The authorities wanted me dead too. So Doug, I just again thank you, brother. You're real. And I pray, ladies and gentlemen, that you continue to support Doug. Because in essence, there are 100 and whatever you said nations of the world that can hear the gospel, can hear the truth. And they say, well, that's just the gospel according to Quayle. Are you kidding me? I've quoted more scripture than probably 90% of the pastors have in their life. I've spoken about Jesus more than all the hypocrites and the yippocrites. Remember that new term, yippocrites? The new term, yippocrites. And so at the end of the day, what do they have to show for themselves? You ask them, to how many people you've won to the Lord Jesus? None. How many people have you fed? None. I'm broke. How many people have you ever done anything for? Well, none, because the Bible says it's not a works. I said, well, that's what a jerk would say, but James says this. James says that by your faith, by their works, we shall know them. James says, show me your works and I'll see your faith. faith in a, how do I say this, in a nebulous manner doesn't get you to the stars, ladies and gentlemen. Faith in a correct manner gets you right to he who created the stars, the living God. Doug, thank you.
Steve Quayle, thank you so very much. God bless you. It was a fantastic show. I appreciate you. I appreciate you more than you know, folks. Final warning, brace for impact. There's still time. Sign up tomorrow, 9 o'clock it begins. That's gen6.com. And on behalf of Eric the Tech, myself, everyone here, may God bless each and every one of you. And folks, thank Steve Quayle. Send him an email. Tell him thank you. Good night. God bless.